This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Friday, July 13th. While trade fears continue to play a role in commodity trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Coming to you from the CME Group trading floor, the wheat market may have been dragged down to deflationary tone in the grain markets in general with all the trade war fears. Might it leave wheat prices, as far as the grains are concerned, looking awfully cheap? Several factors involved here. Number one, both U.S. and world-ending stocks are coming down. They're looking down from a year ago in today's USDA. Supply-demand update, so that's a positive force on prices in general.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday up 12 and 3 quarters at 484 and a quarter. July corn was up 5 and a quarter at 336 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day up 5, ranging from 585 to 608. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 7 and a quarter, ranging from 601 and a quarter to 611 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for July were up 5, ranging from 630 and a half to 645 and a half. Live cattle for August were up $1.17.5 at $104.97.5. August feeder cattle were up $1.62.5 at $150.75. And July, Class 3 milk was up 11 cents at $14.32.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.